1954, we came down here, and Floyd was working at the test site, and they talked him into quitting the company he had worked for all these many years after the war, and going to work for Rico. Mm-hmm. And I got a little bored sitting home in the trailer doing nothing. So I went to work at the store at Indian Springs as a cashier. And I had only worked there a couple of months when the paymaster, a gentleman named Jack Moe, came through the line there. And he said, "I understand you worked in payroll." And I said, "Yes, I did." And he says, "Well, how about talking to me about coming to work at the test site in the payroll office?"
Oh.
I said, "Well, you know, it just never dawned on me to work out there." And he said, "Well, we're really looking for help, people who have knowledge." So I took a day off work and went out to the test site and interviewed with him. And lo and behold, I was hired.
Now, were you doing payroll at this store that you were working
at? No. I was working as a cashier. It was a little, it was part of the house, actually, that they converted into a store. They had a few grocery items. They didn't have any meat or anything.
Uh-huh.
They had a post office in there. But they needed a cashier, so I went to work as a cashier.
And, well, that's interesting that it was a small enough community that he knew of prior work experience.
Indian Springs was like a little town, uh-huh. You know. You knew the postmaster, Greta Skank, I think was her name. And there were people that lived up at the ranch in houses that had been actually converted from garages and chicken coops and almost anything, because they were desperate for help out there. It was hard to get people to drive out there, and hard to find people who would live out there.
Yeah.
The living wasn't the greatest in the world. They had Quonset huts. They had a cafeteria out there where you paid a dollar and went through the turnstile for each meal. It was like a cafeteria.
So that's interesting that it was difficult to get people to work out there. So where typically did some of these people come from that began to work out there? Were they just from the smaller towns?
Well, they came from Las Vegas to go out there, but it was so hard to get certain help that they went off into California, like for iron workers and for electricians and for plumbers, and they called them travelers that came up, and the union here would accept them and send them out to the job, because all of the union people had to be referred to the job out there.
Uh-huh.
And then they were given an intensive form to fill out with all their background and everything, and they went to work out there. We had a payroll office, a personnel office out at the site. Most of the other offices were, the top offices were downtown here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they were on North Main Street there. DOE had an office on North Main Street there, and they had a light on the top of the building that went red when they were having a shot.
Oh.
The rest of the time it was blue.
Oh.
But it went red when a shot was imminent.